people are looking at it two different ways. I mean, some of the contractors are looking at the federal side as if, well, you know, I may lose a little bit of money if I have to go over to the federal side, because, I mean, you know, contractors have been known sometimes to make a significant more or a little bit more than federal people in the workforce. But I look at it in a real, real positive thing. I mean, there, to me, as I look through this budget and read through it, there are going to be some cutbacks, but I also see that because of the increase in spending, which is another $13 billion to the additional budget, I mean, yeah, where you may see some government contractor jobs go away, you're going to see some increases because there's going to be more spending on intelligence and surveillance and reconnaissance, satellites, unmanned drones, and everything else. There's going to be more spending on other programs. I mean, so there's going to be other contractor jobs that's going to open up. To me, this budget really represents an increase of jobs overall, you know, in addition. So I think the Lockheed Martins, the SAICs, they're going to have some more room to bid on some different things. But as I look through the budget, I see a lot of hope, you know, just in for the whole United States of an increase of jobs just overall.
So you think that the bottom line is the contractors may not be seduced into federal government service after all. So where Tom was mentioning, he thinks a good source of acquisition officers might come from Detroit, you know, in the car companies.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I do think that's the case. I mean, you're building up this acquisition workforce. You've got both from Detroit as well as Wall Street. You've got both of them. I mean, in terms of hiring an additional, you know, 9,000, you know, and they're talking about 4,100 by 2010. So you definitely probably have some people from Detroit who worked for GM, who worked for Chrysler, who would be interested. And what's going on in Michigan? I mean, you have a big area where they make tanks and other things like that. There's some defense industry stuff that's going on in Detroit and surrounding Michigan areas where they may have to bring in some more acquisition people or some more people who used to be support service contractors who are now going to be federal career servants. So, and if you look at it across the board, let's look at it this way. I mean, there's going to be an increase of, what, $400 million in medical research, an increase in $300 million in programs to help, you know, brain trauma and everything else. That's going to mean more military and civilian jobs overall, and possibly some more contractor jobs. There's going to be more increases in defense education and spousal support, military housing. That means more construction contract jobs, possibly more possible defense teacher jobs. There's going to be more jobs coming up through the whole aspect of the special person was interested in that part. You know, 2,800 new positions in special forces. The helicopters. There's going to be more. There's a whole focus of more helicopter crews. So those are jobs that are transferable. If you jump in the military, become a helicopter pilot, and go into a mechanic, you can transfer those skills right back out to the civilian workforce.
Yeah, and if you're good with a joystick, you can fly a drone because those are, as you say, unmanned. But I wanted to ask you, there's going to be a tremendous amount of training required, no matter what discipline people come from, when they join the government. There's a whole set of new regulations and procedures to learn. So how do you think the government will handle the training requirements of, say, let's just talk about the Pentagon procurement people,
sure,
the first 11,000?
Yeah.
What would be required there? How would they get that done?
You know what? I mean, I think the whole thing in terms of Defense Acquisition University and maybe certain those programs, there's going to have to be a big ramp up of that. As a matter of fact, for those who may be interested in kind of a contracting and defense acquisition, they can already step out there right now. And I think the National Contractors Association, the National Contractors Management Association, they have a certified program if you want to become a certified federal contracting manager. So they have a program that you can jump on this already that Defense Acquisition University already uses. There's also, so they're probably going to be tapping in. There's several universities as well who have kind of master contracting or certificate programs. They're going to have to ramp up the education program, not only at DAU, but also using some vendors through other places.